Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for standing by. Welcome to the Strauss Group's fourth quarter and full year 2015 results conference call. All participants are at present in listen-only mode. Following management's formal presentation, instructions will be given for the question-and-answer session. For operator assistance during the conference, please press star zero. As a reminder, this conference is being recorded Monday, March 21st, 2016. I would like to remind everyone that the conference call may contain projections or other forward-looking statements regarding future events or the future performance of the company. These statements are only predictions and may change as time passes. Strauss does not assume any obligation to update that information. Actual events or results may differ materially from those projected, including as a result of the changing industry and market trends, reduced demand for our products, the time and development of our new products and their adoption by the market, increased competition in the industry, and price reductions, as well as due to risks identified in the documents filed by the company with the ISA. With us online today are Mr. Gadi Lessen, President and CEO of Strauss Group, Mr. Shachar Florin, CFO, and Ms. Talia Fessler, Director of Investor Relations. Mr. Lessen, would you like to begin, please?
Yeah, thank you. Good afternoon and good morning to everyone, and thank you for joining us on this conference call to discuss the results of the fourth quarter and full year of 2015 for Strauss Group. With me today are Shachar Florin, our CFO, and Talia Fessler, our Director of Investor Relations. Before I start discussing Q4 and full year 2015 results, I wanted to highlight that Talia will be leaving her position at Strauss Group IR at the end of April, after which she will begin her new role at Apax Partners. Talia, I would like to take this opportunity to thank you again for your commitment and dedication, as well as for your significant contribution to creating value for our stakeholders, and to wish you every success in the future. You should all have our presentation, which we published earlier today. In the past few years, we heavily invested in enhancing our long-term growth engines. These investments were in a number of projects, and you can see four of them on slide number five. First, the relocation of three older facilities in Israel to Shoham, our new logistic and distribution center, was completed in December 2015. Long term, we expect that Shoham will support top-line growth in Israel and contribute to improve efficiencies and lower logistic and distribution costs. Our Tress single-portion multi-beverage system has seen very positive momentum, and we see it as a significant long-term growth engine for Tress Corações, our JV in Brazil. At Sabra, we doubled the production capacity at Sabra's Virginia hummus plant, while further enhancing quality assurance and production technologies. And finally, we created Alpha Strauss and The Kitchen, our foodtech hub, to benefit from tech-enabled innovation and to invest in tomorrow's food technologies. We are very excited with some of the technologies that are currently being developed under this new paradigm, and we look forward to beginning them to market in the coming years. Moving over to slide number six, you can see our GAAP cost split from both COGS and SG&A as a percentage of net sales. The large portion of our cost comes from raw material cost, which accounts for 49% of net sales, then labor, transportation and logistics, advertising, and other costs. During 2015, we implemented numerous projects across the group in order to improve efficiencies and reduce costs across various cost drivers. I would like to draw your attention to slide number seven, eight, nine, and 10, where we provide some quantitative and qualitative highlights of Q4 and full year 2015. I will let Shachar go over the results in detail and will now highlight just a few main themes. The first one was currency devaluation in 2015 in many of the markets in which we operate, particularly Brazil, Russia, and Ukraine. This FX movements accounted for the main cause of the year-over-year top-line reduction. In local currency terms, if we look at our organic growth, which excludes the effect of the FX changes, we actually saw a 4.2% growth in local currency Q4 15 sales. In local currencies, Tres Corazones continued to perform well and posted 15.3% top line growth in Q4 and a 47% increase in EBIT. Overall, coffee shekel denominated EBIT was 23%. In Strauss Israel, we were pleased with our positive top line growth and increased market share following a few quarters of negative growth. Sabra, our dips and spread business in the US and Canada, recovered nicely since the recall we had back in April this year. Sabra maintains the market leadership in the US at over 60% value market share in hummus and had record high Q4 operating margin at 16.4%. However, soft growth in the US refrigerated dips and spreads and a slightly lower market share in Q4 15 versus Q4 14 led to negative top line growth at Sabra. In the other segment, our overall annual operating income improved significantly in 2015, primarily due to improvements at Strauss Water. And with that, I would like to hand over the call to Shachar Florence, our CFO, to discuss the financial results in the quarter and in the fiscal year in more detail. Shachar, please.
Thank you, Gadi. Thank you all. Good morning and afternoon to all of you who joined us on this conference call. As Gadi mentioned before, and as you can see in slide number 13, you can see the huge impact of the translation effect, mainly of the ruble and the Brazilian real. You can see the decline in sale, though if we had added the 236, almost a quarter of a billion shekels in the quarter translation effect, you can understand that the sales would have gone up if we've done it. And as you can see in the top of this slide, organic excluding FX increase in sales of 4.2% versus a decline in the nominal sales of 8.7 quarter over quarter. In the next slide, slide number 14, you can see that the main reason for that decline came from the coffee company, a 15% decline in the reported sales versus 9.4% growth in the organic excluding FX sales. We'll look later on what the measures that we have taken in order to mitigate this reduction, and you will see later on that the EBIT even went down. But of course that we raise prices in the countries, we are still raising. Some of the effect you will be able to see over the next few quarters, because not only that we have suffered from the translation, but also we needed to deal with the increase in the commodity prices in local currency just because of the same effect versus sales in markets that, of course, the prices are denominated in the local currency. If you're looking on Strauss Israel, for those of you who are familiar with the food law here, that change a little bit the way we book the sales versus sales expenses, with no effect, by the way, on the EBIT, some classification between sales and sales expenses. You can see that the sales of Strauss Israel went up 1%, If I'll ignore the changes in the accounting, even 3% in a market was stagnated during the quarter. And though we had reduced prices to the consumers, as one can see in the external reports of the local measurement agency, whether it's Nielsen or StoreNext. So actually, we're talking about something like 6% increase in the volume, 3% increase in sales, and 9% in the accounting sales. So this is a very encouraging phenomenon in Strauss Israel, the first quarter after a few quarters that we suffered from a decline. And as I said, we did it in a stagnated market. If we are looking on Sabra, we still have some backlashes from the recall. We went down 3.2% both in shekels and in dollar. But we had invested a lot in the marketing, and as you can see later on, we also improved the profitability despite of the reduction in sales. And we do hope that next year we'll be able to go back to the regular, I would say regular, because we had a very good growth in Sabra during the last couple of years. Last but not least, the other segment, mainly the Strauss Water. In Strauss Water, three things. We changed the structure of the holding in the Chinese activities, going down to 34% holding in this JV, with higher contributing their other water businesses into this JV. So we are not consolidating anymore the Chinese sales. Even in the managerial report, the non-GAAP report. This is one reason for the change. Also, we had granted, or we sold actually, the license to manufacture the machines themselves for the Chinese market to the JV, so we are selling low quantities in the future. We will not sell machine to this JV. We will sell, and we do sell the purifier themselves that we haven't granted any license. By the way, all the description of the deal was reported in the second quarter, so you can go back and look in our report. And we have put a lot of emphasis in profitability and cash flow in Strauss Water, and you can see the change in the other segment profit in the yearly numbers. All of this contributed for the reductions in sales in the other segment, but a very nice improvement in the profit of the same segment. So this is the analysis of the sales. In the next slide, you can see the huge influence of the translation effect versus the organic growth. This is slide number 15, and slide number 16. Again, by segment, you can see the increase in the organic sales in the coffee versus the decline due to the FX effect. In slide number 17, we can see that despite the increase in local currency of the commodities, we were able to increase the gross profitability due to the increase of sales, but again, due to lower sales because of the translation. Again, here with the gross margin, the same effect. The translation effect on the gross margin was big. So though we improved the profitability, profit went down again, mainly due to the change in the in Strauss coffee. But on the other hand, and you can see it in the next slide, slide number 19, you can see that we mitigated this decline in gross sales, and we had improved the EBIT. Again, here, some of the effect was the huge hit that we took in the last quarter of last year, in Q4 14, mainly in Eastern Europe, by the way, which was offset with a very large finance income that you will see in the next slide. You can see that in this quarter, we have came back to our historical level of EBIT, improving EBIT profit and improving very dramatically the EBIT profitability. Again, here, on the other hand, is the coffee contribution, mainly the improvement in Eastern Europe, since you have the Brazilian data and the total international activities. You can see that about one-third of the improvement came from Brazil and two-thirds from Eastern Europe in the EBIT margins. Next is Sabra. As I mentioned before, with tight control on the expenses, we were able to increase the EBIT profit in Sabra despite of the decline in sales with 10 million shekels. All in all, Strauss EBIT went up from 143 million shekels to 158 million shekels. In the next slide number 22, you can see that the same direction in EBITDA. By the way, talking about EBITDA and cash flow, we had a very good cash flow this quarter. You'll be able to see it later on in the appendixes, but we had a record high Q4 in the cash flow. Not to mention the free cash flow. As we mentioned in the past, we have finished to invest in a few major investment. Gadi mentioned them at the beginning. New factory in Sabra, a new distribution center in Strauss Israel. The effect of the distribution center in Israel will be reflected in the future cash flow because it replaced rental payments for the three distribution centers that we closed. In the next slide number 23, you can see again that the main contributor to the improvement in the EBIT was Sabra and the coffee company. Looking on Sabra separately in slide number 24, this is only Sabra, not the different spreads segment. You can see the huge improvement in the margin. Some of it, by the way, we mentioned it in the MD&A, came from the insurance payment that were recognized this quarter for the recall in the Q2. Some of it is just an offset of the Q2, but some of it, as I mentioned, tight control on expenses and improvement in the processes that we had. In the next slide number 25, you can see the Brazilian numbers in local currency. I know that the Brazilian economy is getting lots of headlines in the economic discussions and the macroeconomics in Brazil is not so bright. On the other hand, we were able to improve sales by 15%, mainly by taking market share and selling higher quantities. This increase is reflected both in the EBIT and in the gross profit. On top of it, we keep improving in the new investment, the last investment that most of it is going through the P&L, the single portion initiative in Brazil. It is still a losing activity, but as you can see in the slide, these losses are going down. We have a wider customer base with machines that buys more and more capsules and contribute to the profit. If we're moving to slide number Q4, I mentioned it before in the equivalent 2014 quarter, we had a huge finance income from the hedge activity over the mainly the Eastern European currencies. You can see that versus the long-term perspective, we keep improving our net profit. Though again, next versus the last quarter, it is a reduction, mainly due to the finance income that we had in the last quarter. Last but not least, in slide number 28, you can see that we had reduced our total debt, net debt. And as we mentioned, we are going to keep the same level of leverage as we did before and try to reduce it over the next coming years. In the last slide number 29, you can see the numbers of the cash flow with 426 million shekels operational cash flow versus 287 last year. So this was the fourth quarter. I will try to shorten the yearly numbers. By the way, the same phenomena, a little bit different order of magnitude. The bottom line is the small companies in our portfolio were performing very well, mainly Sabra and Strauss Water that is including in the other segment. But on the other hand, unlike the fourth quarter, it was not enough to offset the impact of the currencies over mainly over Strauss Coffee. The EBIT profit was a little bit lower than last year. So taking it by the order, slide number 31, again, about reduction in sales mainly due to the FX, 635 million shekels just on the translation if you're taking 2014 numbers and translate them in the 2015 rates. Obviously, it comes from the coffee company, which is the most exposed in our portfolio to the translation effect. And in Strauss Israel, again, you can see in slide number 32 the effect of the different booking of sales. Going to slide number 34, to the gross profit, again, the influence of the translation was big, and the total gross profit went down from 3,119 million shekels to 2,829, mainly again coming from the coffee company with 227 million shekels differences in the gross profit. EBIT was down as well from the same reasons. But here I would draw your attention to slide number 37. As I mentioned before, both Sabra and the other segment, which include Strauss Water and Max Brenner, performed very well. And we do hope this performance will continue in the future. As I told you, we took a strategic decision in Strauss Water to make sure that we improve the margins, even if it will come with reduction in this in the growth of sales, and Sabra of course is keeping keep improving, and though we had the recall in the second quarter, we were able to improve the EBIT profit, and you can see this those effects in slide number 40. Which Sabra we provide the data about Sabra again, 188 million shekels versus 181 million shekels with nice increase in sales, and the same is for the Brazilian operation with 8% growth on a yearly base in top line and improvement of the both gross profit and EBIT profits. Going back to slide to the net profit in slide number 48, you can see that the influence of the lower EBIT came also to the bottom line with 293 million shekels versus 371 million shekels. With that, I want to hand over the call back to you, and we will be more than happy to answer any question you might have.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, at this time, we will begin the question and answer session. If you have a question, please press star one. If you wish to cancel your request, please press star two. If you're using speaker equipment, kindly lift the handset for pressing the numbers. Your questions will be pulled in the order they're received. Please stand by for your questions. I repeat, if you have a question, please press star one. There are no questions at this time. I would like to remind participants that a replay of this call will be available in 2 hours. In Israel, please call 03-925-5941. Internationally, call 972-3-925-5941. A replay of this call will also be available on the company's website at www.strauss-group.com. Mr. Lessing, would you like to make a concluding statement?
Yeah, thank you. Shachar, thank you again for the explanations. And just to summarize our discussion, so as a leading player in the number of significant international markets, we were impacted positively and negatively by world macroeconomic trends and continue to evaluate our business from a long-term perspective that has delivered substantial value to the group over the past decade. Strauss continues to implement its global growth strategy and will continue to invest in innovation and efficiencies throughout the value chain across the group and its geographic markets. I would like to thank you all for joining us today, and we look forward to speaking with you next quarter.
Thank you. This concludes Strauss Group's fourth quarter 2015 results conference call. Thank you for your participation. You may go ahead and disconnect.